Let's welcome them.
Thank you very much. Guys, be blessed in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We are going to do Nugget of Wisdom. It's going to be first time that it's going to be done in couple, I think. I don't know how it's going to go, but I believe it's not going to be last time like this. I will pray it will become tradition. Dear Jesus, thank you for this day. Thank you that we may be standing here in front of your church, speaking to your people. I pray so, as you was glorified in here, so your power will be here in our weakness. Your strength will come in the name of Jesus. I pray so, teach us everything how to live, how to be a peacemakers. In the name of Jesus, amen. Arita, prepare her homiletics. I will be supporting her. So we got here like 7 points. It's 7 on purpose, I believe, because 7 is number of perfection. And after every point, we will remind who we need to be. Peacemakers.
Love you, babe. First of all, I just want to agree, Mom and Dad, Uncle Bishop and Auntie Noreen, something that's, this isn't to do with the nugget, but just really briefly, something that was laid on my heart was that all of us in this room in some way, shape or form have parents, and in some way, shape or form, those who are of a certain age have children. And one thing that came to me was that children will get on their parents' nerves, and parents will get on their children's nerves. Why would we think that it would be any different in the house of God? In the sense that I'm sure, I know I've got on mum and dad's nerves on a regular basis. But the one thing that's consistent is the love and the willingness to forgive. And one thing that the Lord's been showing me is that we genuinely need to ensure that we remember that they are our parents. One thing that I've noticed of late is that more often than not, we're quick to cut off our brother and sisters in Christ, but we seem to have a higher level of tolerance with our own blood relatives. And the thing which is quite significant and which is quite deep for me is that we know that we need each other. We know the trials that we face as individual Christians, and so what more so our brothers and sisters in Christ. So one thing that the Lord's been showing me is that the same way that we would maintain and even increase the level of tolerance that we have with our blood relatives or our siblings, we need to ensure that we do that within the house of God as well.
Never go sleep angry. Never, ever.
Title of today's nugget is Partakers of Peace. Will you read the text, yeah?
I may read these things.
Yeah. It's from, the text is from Matthew 5, verse 9. One question I wanted to ask before we go into the nugget is, who in here is a child of God? Okay, not everybody raised their hand. That's okay. I'm sure you will by the end of the message. The text, Matthew 5, 9.
Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God.
There was a reason why I asked the question, who's a child of God? The main reason being is that this verse of scripture really, for maybe the past, I don't know how long, this is something that's been ministering to hubby and I. And the thing which jumped out was, when we look at this verse, it says, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. And it was deep for me because peacemakers aren't often liked because they don't necessarily take sides. at times, peacemakers will take sides, but the significant thing for me was that in reading this verse, the Bible says that the world is waiting, creation is waiting for the sons of God to arise. When we look at the unrest that is happening in the world, the world is waiting for the peacemakers. The world is waiting for the peacemakers. I'll digress slightly. Romans 8:19, it says, creation is waiting for the sons of God to be made manifest. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the sons of God. Let's bring it in-house. When we look at the different types of contention that will happen within ministry, the Holy Spirit gave me jokes, because yesterday when I was sitting down, I heard the words disturbing the peace. And you know, that's more often what you hear within law enforcement, and that's usually like something which people may be arrested for, disturbing the peace. Do any of us in here need to be arrested by the Holy Spirit for disturbing the peace? You have to be real. You have to be real. Are we the individuals which are brought into situations to bring about restoration, to bring about peace, or are we the ones who think that we have been designated peacemakers but are actually disturbing the peace?
There is awesome power in this word. When I realized it, so it was like one of those revelations, and I didn't know what people mean by revelation ages ago, but it is when Bible suddenly explains itself. When you just see some old words match up with another verse, and it tells you everything what you need to know. Do you remember that fairy tales where there is people who come in nature and all nature respect them without violence? Basically, birds would sit on their shoulders and animals would listen to them. It is in fairy tales, but I imagine this when I heard sons of God, who all creation is expecting them, is crying for their arrival. And this is what I imagine in front of my eyes when I heard this word. And now, when Jesus said, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. So it connected. This is those people, we have power to have peace in us, which is greater than every understanding. And this peace can bring peace in the world, which no weapons can bring, no politics can bring, no success can bring. But his peace can bring peace into the world. In the name of Jesus.
Partakers of peace. To partake. To take or have a part or share. To participate. For example, you partake in celebrations. Each and every single one of us need to participate in ensuring that there is peace, not just within homes, not just within our communities, but also within ministry. It's really been pressing on me how there's so many different types of unrest that happens within the household of faith. And the other thing that the Lord was showing me is in regards to the Lord's Prayer. And we will say, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Jesus, when he was speaking with the Pharisees, he said that the kingdom of God is in you. And the Lord gave me that connection in the sense that where for me previously, what I had in my imagination was that there would be this glorious arrival of something so great, but without actually connecting and realizing that when it's saying thy kingdom come, if the kingdom of God is within us, there's something that we have to actively do in order to see God's kingdom come. It's In order for us to see God's kingdom come, we actually have to take the time out to seek God in regards to what is in us that he is placing us as individuals that needs to come out in order for his kingdom to come. One of the key things is to be partakers of peace. We shouldn't be instruments of destruction or to be disturbing the peace. If we're disturbing the peace, we're obviously not operating in the Spirit of God. The one thing that the Lord was showing me was, the other thing was where Jesus was basically saying that he came with a sword. And I was thinking, well, before I was like, well, what do you mean you came with a sword? The word. More often than not, we think of something which is quite aggressive. But one thing that I found is that when you're not moved by situation or circumstance and you are operating as a peacemaker, that in some respects for individuals causes a form of unrest. And if we can be aggressive in being a peacemaker, surely there will be restoration within the house of God in the areas that is needed.
We need to activate what God gave us.
Yes.
Because we already have everything. It is that his kingdom is in us. When we forget about that, we can feed the dog, which is no good. Mm. But we need to feed the dog, which is sent from God. I don't know if I can say it that way, but it's two dogs. One is bad, one is good. And who will win? The one which you will feed. So we need to activate what God is giving us, because everything is already in us. Because he paid everything. What can we pay but obedience? And give it our heart, because this is what God hates more than anything else, when we just don't give a damn about him. Mm-hmm. It is when we are lukewarm, when we come on time, but we don't have it in our heart to be actually here for each other, make each other grow and be peacemakers. Peacemaker, it can be done in many ways. It is sometimes you shut up when somebody provokes you, but sometimes you say something nice when nobody expects you to say nothing. And sometimes it is really just to understand people, because we really suffer all over the world and we hate each other because we don't understand each other. You know? I am telling you that peacemakers was never needed so much as now. When I'm looking around what is actually happening in all the world, so somebody want war in all the world again. And many, many people killed. They want poor people to kill each other. Mm. And when we do our job, it will not happen. Mm. What I believe is there is times like this, that it is either revival will come or it will be war coming. Mm. We cannot be lukewarm no more. Now we have to wake up, because we have everything what it takes. We have everything what it takes to bring peace amongst people. But they need to see that we are real. When we will be real, so it is enough of us. One person will change and 10 persons will be suddenly there. People believe they want good things, but they don't believe in them no more. And they need to gain this faith again. And somebody needs to sacrifice. Basically, it is never promised that you will be successful in what, when you sacrifice yourself. But you need to do it anyway. And it might be very likely that then other people will follow. Mm. We need to take risk for kingdom of God and just say, like, if I even lose this life, yes, so I have a life which never be taken. I am immortal right now. God will give us all strength which may be needed if there is going to be suffering. Mm. But he may also make another time of prosperity if we finally obey him.
Mm.
He make this from the bottom. Mm.
I'm going to ask the question again. Who in here are children of God? More hands. It is, you know.
Yeah, children of God.
Partakers of peace. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Galatians 6, verse 10. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all, especially to those who are of the household of faith.
Amen.
I know that through reading this word, I've been convicted over and over and over again. You know, sometimes we don't understand the seasons we're in, and by way of example, sometimes the Lord can give me a verse of scripture and it will last me for maybe like 2 weeks, because it's like, I'll read it again and he'll show me something else. I'll read it again and he'll show me something else. And I'm reading this, and one thing that the Lord was showing me is that there's another word that begins with P, which often disturbs the peace. And it's pride. And the one thing the Lord was showing me is that pride is a shapeshifter. It takes on different forms, the same way that fear does. And sometimes it's so difficult to be able to identify when we are operating in pride, when we are not sensitive or left ourselves open to the Holy Spirit. You know, we many a times within ministry, at home, by friends, family, loved ones, acquaintances, colleagues, we've been wounded. And what we will do is we will build up these different walls to say, well, I will speak to that person, but I'm not going to let them in. Rather than saying, you know what, Lord, help me to forgive and help me not to build walls where I'm containing myself and actually leave myself isolated and not open to being able to actually minister to the person who has impacted my life in such a negative way. Pride is one of the most... And for me, I never forget, Pastor Agnes Hillier was here at the, this was a women's conference, and operating in the spirit of pride, she stood there in front of me, speaking to me, and this is me operating in the spirit of pride, by the way, and she went, ugh, and I was like, this woman's rude, what's she smelling? Because I know I didn't smell. And she said, I can smell pride. And when she said that, instinctively and automatically, I began to bawl my eyes out. Because what she was picking up was something in the spirit, and it stinks. When you're around individuals who actively are operating in the spirit of pride, it may have been addressed to them at different stages. When they act, it stinks. You're thinking that people don't want to be around you because of different reasons, whether it is, you know, you're someone who's proactive, not reactive, where it concerns situations that need to be dealt with, whatever the case may be, but it absolutely stinks. You'll find that those who operate in the spirit of pride, they don't really have friends. And I found that I didn't have friends. And when I say friend, the Bible says that, you know, there's a friend who sticks closer than a brother. And I actually could identify that I didn't have a friend. I didn't have one. Yes, I had people that I would speak to, and I'm naturally a socialite, but I didn't have a friend. Somebody that I could bear my all to until I met my husband.
Amen. Love you, babe.
Love you too.
Yeah, so peace is one of spirits of the fruit. Yeah, it is one of fruits of the spirit.
Okay,
I said that, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, so if we say that again, it's one of fruits of the spirit. So we can have all of this fruit, just if we let Holy Spirit work in us, it comes very fast, you know? If you just let Holy Spirit in, he will give you some fruit in the same day. It is not like you have to wait for all year until it comes. It comes very quickly, because I guess we don't use our powers enough. And this is what we need to do. We would be able to talk about this longer, but we already t- talking longer than we should, so I'm going to ask Arita, so she may pray, and we will just close this one. And you may be blessed, guys.
Yeah. I'm going to close with Romans 14, 17. For the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. Now, obviously, we know that this was in the context in regards to the law of liberty and the law of love and what you eat, what you don't eat. But when I looked at this and I was thinking to myself, okay, for the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. Sometimes my mom would say, I need peace, I need peace, I need peace, when she gets worked up into a frenzy and stuff. And, you know, sometimes we will say, I just need some peace, I need some peace and quiet. But I realize that peace isn't necessarily our environment or our surroundings. It's actually what's going on inside here. Because admittedly, there can be so much unrest in what is going on outside, and we should still be able to maintain what's going on inside. Pastor Michael in nurturing, he would say, don't let your external dictate to your internal. And that stayed with me. And peace is something that, as well as joy, is something that we need to hold on to. And in order for us to be instruments.
The joy
of the Lord is our strength. In order for us to be weapons of warfare in the hands of the Lord, allowing him to use us as he pleases, we need to understand that the kingdom of God is in us. The kingdom of God is not eating or drinking, but it is righteousness, peace, and joy, and hope.
Joy of the Holy Ghost.
And that's right. And to ensure that it's actually a privilege and an honor to be called the Son of God. But we need to remember that blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Let us be partakers of peace in all that we do. Do you want to pray or I pray?
You pray.
Yeah. Father, we thank you for this morning, and we thank you for your loving kindness, your mercy, and your grace. Thank you, Father, for Mum and Dad, and I just pray, Lord, that you would have mercy on us as their children, where we have wounded them, Father God, by disturbing the peace, disturbing the peace within ministry, even to the point where it's impacting their home. I pray, Lord Almighty God, that you would forgive us, Father God. Lord, you reveal to redeem, and we don't want it to be blind repentance. And so, Father, in the name of Jesus, I just ask you, Father, that you would show us, Lord Almighty God, where we need to repent. I pray, Father, even now, for Mum and Dad, and that, Lord, that they would forgive us, Lord, for where we have wounded them, Lord, and for where we haven't operated as peacemakers, but have actually been catalysts for disturbing the peace. I ask you, Lord, even at this time now, that as your word has gone forth, Father, that you would restore what needs to be restored to this house. Amen. That, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we, Lord Almighty God, would be peacemakers. That, Lord, that we would place pride on the altar of sacrifice and say, Lord, here I am, use me. Father, I pray, Father, that even when we say that we are your children, that we would identify with this word. And what it means to be your child. What it means, Lord Almighty God, to be called the Son of God. I pray, Almighty God, that Heavenly Father, that you would use us as peacemakers in every given situation, and that we wouldn't become weary in well-doing.
In the name of Jesus.
But, Father, that we would hold fast unto you. That, Father God, that we would know that you who has begun a good work in us would be faithful to complete it. And so, Lord, I just pray that patience would have its perfect way in us. That your love, peace, and joy would encompass and overtake us in everything that we do. that you would cover mom and dad as they continue to stand as frontline soldiers, taking blows for us that we wouldn't even understand because they're actually standing in the positions that they have taken. Lord, I pray that you would surround their home, children, and everything that pertains to them. Lord, we love you and we thank you, for it truly is a privilege and an honor to be called your child. And so, Father, I pray that we would be partakers of peace in everything that we do, in everything that we think and say. In Jesus' name, amen.